Hey, James Jones, Mark Daniels at WNFL. Congrats on the retirement. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, great. So, how'd you come to the realization that this is going to be it?
Nobody wanted me, man. No, man. When I actually had signed to San Diego, man, the second day I was there, man, I just started calling my wife, like, man, mentally I'm not in it. You know, physically I feel great, you know, but mentally I just wasn't there, man. I'm like, you know, and mentally you got to dedicate yourself to this game. And mentally I just wasn't in it, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of gave it a year to see if I could get that hunger back for football, and I just never did. So I'm just like, man, it's my time.
Hey, James. Wes, Hot Quits from Packers.com. Congratulations. When you look back at those eight seasons in Green Bay, what do you think will stand out to you the most, you know, during your time here?
Oh, absolutely, my teammates, man. Just the time we had, man, off the football field, man. I'm talking about in the locker room, on the road, and, you know, just the camaraderie we had, the relationships I feel with my teammates, man, That's one of the biggest things I'll miss, you know, leaving the game, man, is just having a relationship with those guys, man, being in the locker room, coming to work with them every day, man. Those 8 years, man, is something that I'll cherish, man, and that's what I'm a miss most, man. You love going on playing on the football field, but the relationships you make and the time you have, you know, on the practice field and, you know, in the locker room and stuff, man, is the times I'm going to miss. We had a ball.
Yeah, what did 2015 mean to you after being away for a year and then coming back and putting up big numbers?
I mean, it felt good, man. I mean, shoot, I was cut from the Raiders and then I was cut from the Giants, man. So to come back to Green Bay and basically show the world that I could play football at a high level, man, and I still had a lot of football left in me to play, man, it just felt good to be able to go out there and have the opportunity that Aaron gave me, man, to make some plays, man, and show people that I still can play the game at a high level. So, you know, that's one thing I pride myself on, man. I left the game and I retired from the game, man, and I retired at a high level. You know what I mean? I put up some good numbers and, you know, had a good season the last season I played. So, you know, it means a lot to me to go out that way.
So what's next, James?
Well, I've been offered, man, to a contract with NFL Network, man. So I'll be going into your guys' department, man, doing some, you know, commentating, you know, broadcasting and stuff like that, man. So this year I'll be working with NFL Network, doing a couple shows up there, man. So it'll be good. It should be fun.
So how do you fill the competitive void, or how did you fill it last year? I guess maybe a better question.
Man, you don't. I mean, shoot, the National Football League, man, is the greatest sport in the world, man. I mean, shoot, to go out there and compete against the best athletes in the world, I mean, you don't, you know, fill that void, man. But at the same time, you just try to stay busy. Like I said, I'll be, you know, doing some TV stuff. You know, I got two little boys that, you know what I mean? That's my competitive life right there. It's NFL, WWE, and all that at the house 24/7, man. So they'll help me fulfill that. You know, they're starting sports and all that stuff too, so I'm sure I'll be involved with their sports coaching and stuff, man, and get my little competitive interest, you know, fulfilled that way, man. So I'm excited about it, man, and about the next chapter.
Hey, James, what do you think of the Packers Hall of Fame? I know that was a big deal for Donald. Have you given that any thought?
Man, I haven't actually gave it any thought, man. I mean, you bringing it up, you know what I mean? If it happened, I mean, it'll be an unbelievable honor, man, to go up in there, man. But no, I have not thought about that, man. I just announced the retirement yesterday, so I just been hanging with my family, man, reading everybody's little comments, man, and just enjoying, you know, just all the comments. People really appreciate the product that I put on the field and off the field, man. So I haven't got that far, man. Eventually down the line, you know, I mean, I hope it happens. Hopefully the Packers Hall of Fame, you know, votes for me to get up in there one of these days. But, you know, until then, man, like I say, man, I just appreciate the fans, Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, man, just for giving me the opportunity, man, to live out my dream, man. Sammy Seale for talking to Packers in the draft and me, man, and just blessing me to just live out my dream, man, from when I was a little kid.
James, having this past year to kind of reflect a little bit. I know, obviously, all of us are, you know, well versed in your story and where you came from. What was this run like for you? You know, and what do you remember most? You know, when you look past, you know, your history and what you were able to accomplish in the sport.
Man, to be honest with you, man, I've had a chance, man, just to sit over here with my wife and kids, man, and I just think about the journey, man, that I've been on, man, and, you know, from being homeless, and, you know, I had one dream to play in the National Football League, man, and I made that happen, man, you know, hard work, dedication, you know, a lot of help from God, you know, out of certain situations, man, and blessing me with the opportunities, man, so. I truly been blessed, man, to be able to play 9 years in the National Football League. It's not too many guys that can say they did that, you know. And I'm just honored, man, to just have the opportunity to play, to live out my dream, and, you know, to see my dreams come true, man. And, you know, that's what I tell these kids that I talk to out there, man. Dreams do come true, man. And I truly lived in one, man. And, you know, for 9 years, man, that's why everybody always asks me, watch you have a smile on your face, come to practice every day, and in the locker room smiling and all that, man, because I was just living a dream, man, something I dreamed of. So, you know, just looking back on it, man, it's crazy because I came so far, man, and accomplished so much.
Hey, James, one more thing, too. At that 15 season, you know, as soon as they announced your retirement, I think every comment from fans somewhat revolved around the hoodie. Did you ever anticipate that kind of taking off the way it did?
Man, I absolutely did not think the hoodie was going to take off the way it took off, man. It was strictly a California boy, man, trying to stay warm, man. You know, you're playing in Green Bay in the cold, man. You try to figure out so many things you could stay warm that's legal. You know what I mean? And the hoodie, you know, was legal at the time. So I'm like, man, we practiced it. Hey, coach, they practice how you play. I'm about to put this hoodie on and go out there and play. And I was extremely warm, man. After that Minnesota game, you know, I took it off the next week and we lost. And then everybody kind of was like, man, you got to put the hoodie back on. It's a good luck charm and all that type of stuff. So I was extremely hot in the dome game wearing the hoodie. But when we went outside in the cold, I was extremely warm, man. But no, I didn't think it would take off like that, man. But hey, everybody I see in college football got little hoodies out there, pants and stuff. I'm like, man, I started that. So
Hey, one last thing, and James, I know you go back a long way with Devontae, and you're, you know, in 15, it was obviously a tough year for him with injuries. How nice was that to see him bounce back the way he did last year, and did you have much communication with him, you know, through that process?
Oh, man, I was checking Devontae every game, talking to Devontae every game, man. I was extremely proud of him, man, and happy for him because, like I told Jordy Nelson, when Devontae Adams got drafted, when I had time with the Raiders and they drafted Devontae Adams, I talked to Jordy and I said, the kid is special, man. I said, make sure you stay on Devontae because the kid is special, and last year, man, he showed that, and I told him it before this year, man, he still has a lot more to show, man. The kid is ridiculously athletic. He has speed. He has a size. I mean, his quickness off the line is probably the best in the National Football League. And I just tell him every day, man, go out there, man, and show them people who you really are, man, because he's a special player, man. And just being his big brother, man, I was extremely happy for him, man, seeing him take off last year, man, the year he had, man. But he has a lot of work to do, and he knows that. And I believe he's going to have a better year this year.